Hello, everyone. Welcome to Aaron, the Legal Guy, Just Talking Business. Here it is again, Wednesday, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And we are here, as we were last week, to talk a little business. And hopefully we can get some guys and gals, business owners or future business owners, to call in and join us in the topic of what's goes on between the ears of successful business people. What are their thoughts? What are some of the things that they go through as they're thinking and creating opportunity for themselves, their families, and all those that are involved? We had a great show last week. Consuelo joined us. And it was really good. The show before that, we had a great show. GL chimed in. And we're just going to continue this series about what goes on between the ears of professionals and business owners. So if you have a chance and you're online listening, but you're getting ready to leave and you need to get on the phone and listen, just dial in to 718-664-6324 and follow the prompts there. It'll cue you in. I can see you in the computer and actually bring you aboard to join us in the topic of Just Talking Business, what goes on between the business owner's ears. I just sent a Facebook message out to a bunch of people in the group that I'm part of, try to get some more folks to join us on this topic. I went to a training or seminar, this weekend, and there was the topic. There was a lot of talk, a lot of discussion, a lot of information given. And as I'm go through my notes here, I'm gonna pull some of the notes from that discussion because it was right in alignment with this topic. And I'm gonna go to one of my notebooks and kind of go backwards in my notes, because I've found that to be lately a really good way to recap when you're in a seminar or a workshop and you're learning something and you're taking notes. When you get home, go through those notes backwards. Go to the end of your notes and go backwards. And of course, you want to go backwards and find the beginning of the training and start going forward to read that particular topic. But I got some good stuff here. And here's some reasons why you should consider, if you're on the fence and you're thinking about, getting into business for yourself, why you should consider it. Or if you are in business for yourself, why you, want to stay there and ramp up your activities to help you to stay there, so you can afford to stay there. This comes from the Social Security Administration. They actually, the census keeps track of everything, and they say 51% of all Americans are living on less than $31,000 a year. Let me repeat that. 51% of all Americans, over half of all Americans are living on $31,000 a year. Now, $28,000 a year is the poverty level for a family of four. So, most of the country is just over that, and that's a scary, scary thing. So it's really good to have that extra, because most people that filed bankruptcy could have avoided that with an extra $400 a month brought into their household. I know, when I was very, very young, I had a paper route. My paper route was making that kind of money. I cut lawns in the neighborhood for people cutting their grass with my own little lawnmower, and was making that kind of money. So there's things that we can do to create that. and have the job that you do have while doing something else. I mean, there's 24 hours in a day, and we have a lot of time that we're burning doing nothing that we can do to be productive to get well beyond the $31,000 a year. Another number, 71% are less than $50,000 a year. Okay? So, I mean, of the top money earners, of the top people, 71% of them are at $50,000 or less, right? Top 1% of the money earners are 1% of them are at $250,000. So there's, and that's, by the way, the bottom of the top money earners. I'm talking billionaires. The $250,000 is like that's the brokest one, okay? So the numbers are in your favor if you want to create what goes on in the mind of a business owner. Here's some other things that you should be thinking about as you're pursuing an opportunity. You should evaluate the company. Really, really dig in and look at the company. Who owns it? How long have they been around? What other holdings do they have? You know, what does their bottom line look like? You know, what's their leadership composed of? What's their Dun & Bradstreet? So you should evaluate the company. You want to look at, is there a need in the marketplace for what the company is providing, right? This is the stuff that goes on in our minds as we're looking for businesses. Is there a need out there for that business idea you have? Or is it just a great idea to you, right? Will other people engage in that need? You want to look at the product or the service. Does it satisfy that need in the marketplace? Because there could be a huge need. You could be an awesome company. But if your product or service doesn't satisfy that need, then no one's going to purchase or hire you, right? Compensation, the money, is it worthy of your time? Is it enough money in it for you, right? Because if the company's good, need is good, product's good, but the money ain't there, not worth it to you. And then the timing. And the timing is really one of the most important parts, because it can be the timing of whatever product or service is being sold, i.e., you know, cell phones. Cell phones is a great idea. Samsung, awesome company. But the timing is a little bit late, right? They're coming out with new phones as soon as they come out with the new phones. So it might be a little bit late. And then you got to look at the timing for you personally. Do you have the time to put the energy into it? Can you find the time? Can you squeak out the time? Can you make the time to do what you need to do to have the success? So those are five key areas that you should evaluate when looking for an opportunity. These are the things that go through the business, God bless you, the business owner's mind when they're engaging an opportunity. They want to look at the company, the need, the product, the compensation, the timing. Here's something else that should be a thought in your mind as you're looking. Remember the numbers that I gave, how close are you to poverty, right? $31,000 a year, $28,000 a year is poverty level. How close are you? Would an extra $400 help you out of some type of situation? Here's a timeline that, you know, that I look at, because I'm always thinking, and I hear always business owners are thinking, what do I got to do to grow, right? What do I got to do to posture and position myself to where I can receive more from whatever it is that I'm doing, right? How do I do that? And here's a way to look at it mathematically that can help you to grow, all right? You want to grow or have a system that grows through multiplication, not addition, all right? You want it to grow through multiplication, not addition. Here's what I mean. If you have a job right now, that's fantastic. Nothing against jobs. That's cool. But if you have a job right now, that job is your job. So the benefit is to you, the one individual. You can have that job today, tomorrow, next year, 4 years, 5 years, 25 years from now, and you'll be the benefactor of that job, right? It's like my nephew played professional football, He couldn't get me a contract to play, you know, safety on that team, right? He just couldn't. So that contract benefited him to play. But he wasn't able to say, hey, Aaron, guess what? You know, I play for the Chicago Bears. You know, come on and play with me, and we'll split in the money. You know, I'll override what you do. I'll be a beneficial of what you do. He couldn't do that. And you can't do it at your job. Best you can do is say, hey, there's an opening. He could have called me up and say, hey, Aaron, there's an opening in such and such a department. And if you go to the website, fill out an application, I'll put in a good word for you. And he can get me a job. That's what job is. It's you, okay? Now, when you do your own thing and you have the ability to set it up where you can grow through multiplication, and just like a McDonald's franchise, right, the Ray Kroc, owner of the McDonald's franchise, created a situation to where a McDonald's restaurant is profitable, but you had the ability to open up multiple McDonald's restaurants. And if you own a chain of those restaurants, each one of those restaurants produced, sold burgers and fries, and you create income from each one of them, right? Or if you had an insurance agency, you can be the agent that started that agency, but then you develop a system to where you can bring in other agents and become the broker, or even bring in other brokers, right, and become an agency of brokers that has insurance agents, and every time one of those agents sold a policy, you would get paid. That's building through multiplication, not addition. Okay? So let me break this down to you if you're taking notes on this, because this is important mind food, how you should be thinking when you're looking to get into business or already in business. In the multiplication process, what I'm talking about is I started today, develop the system, get good at the system, master the system, and a lot of times it doesn't take that long. There's some out there that take longer than the others. But once I do that, I want to immediately try to find, and for mathematical purpose to make this simple, I want to find me five individuals, right, that I can duplicate the process with. And when those five individuals go out and duplicate the sales process of the product that I have or the product that I invested in, just like my nephew who wanted to play football, he bought a barbecue restaurant in Miami. But he bought it at the level that allows him to franchise it. So he has his own branded franchise that he can go find other people. So it's like a broker inside a broker, right? Anyway, so you get the five, and then you teach them to do what you do so that they can get paid what you get paid, and you get a little piece of everything that they do. That's called an override, right? Now, what I want to do is teach that five to do the same thing I did. And what did I do? I went and found five outlets. So they go out and find five outlets. When you do that, you now have 25 multiplication. 5 times 5 is 25. Then you take those 25 and you just teach them not how to do, you know, duplicate 25 times, but just duplicate 5 times. Well, that's 125. And let's say it took you a year to do this. So first year is just me. Second year I got 5. Third year I got 25. Fourth year I got 125. And then I teach each one at 125. To just do 5. Now I'll be at 625. And that fifth year, by teaching just to do 5, that's 3,125 outlets 5 years from now. Now, what was my focus? My focus was marketing my product or service, my business, but then duplicating it with 5 and teaching them the same process. By doing that over 5 years, I can potentially have 3,125 outlets to where I receive an override on each one. Now, here's the critical component that a lot of folks miss. Once they set up their 5, teach to duplicate it, and the 5 go set up their 5, they don't go out and set up anymore. They think they can just stop and kind of manage it, but you can't. You have to continue in those 5 years and beyond to continue to get your personal 5. You're always gaining 5 more. It took me 5 to get this year. Year 2, I'm going to get 5 more. Year 3, I'm going to get 5 more. 4, I'm going to get 5 more. 5, I'm going to get 5 more. So you personally in 5 years are responsible for 25 out of the 3,125. Okay? By doing that, you can have nine out of 10 people can quit on you, still leave you with 300 active outlets. Now, it is said that I'd rather have 1% of 100 people's efforts than 100% of my own. Okay, let me say that again. It is said, it is written, that I would rather have 1% of 100 people's effort than 100% of my own, because you don't know what the efforts of 1% or one individual is going to be. I mean, I've had situations where the efforts of one individual was almost 70% of my total income, right? But then I have other individuals, their efforts produce less than 1% of my income. But when you tie them all together, that's a huge percentage of my total income. So you want to be thinking, again, what goes on in their head, right, is how do I build this thing in that manner? We're going to take a quick break right there because I know that was some heavy stuff for some of you. It was repetitive information for others. But sometimes you got to hear things over and over and over and over and over again so it can sink in, and then you can take action on it. I know that happens to me, and it happens to a lot of the very highly successful people that I encircle. So repetition is the mother of all skills. So if this was repetitive information for you, congratulations, you're on your way. If this was something that you had an aha moment for, congratulations, you're on your way. And if this was the first time you heard it, hopefully you took good notes. You can repeat it again. Or when I release this show out through Facebook, you can click on the link and repeat it, hear it again, and it will greatly help you. We're 15 minutes into the show, so if this was good for you, listen to this 15 minutes over and over and over again. It's going to greatly help you. We're going to take a quick commercial break and give the opportunity to promote our event that's coming up in June. We're really excited of it. It's sponsored by Faces of Success Radio. So hang in there and listen in as we take a quick break.
The 2016 Old School Celebrity Reunion Dinner and Award Ceremony. Family Reunion. Saturday, June 4th through Monday, June 6th, 2016. Nominees and performances by Evelyn Champagne King, Johnny King, GQ, Truth, Climax, Victor Orlando, Roy Hamilton Jr., Club Nouveau, Richie Rich, Lamar Lubin, and more, and all hosted by Gail Scott King. Also, special guest appearances from Earl Young, Khalilah Ali, Sherry Gordy, Joe Levy, and Ziola Gay, with special honors going to Marvin Gaye and Robert Franklin Brookins. Tickets available now. Group rates available at facesofsuccessradio.com.
You can book your room now using our group code RADIO.
The 2016 Old School Celebrity Reunion Dinner and Award Ceremony at the Grand Sierra Resort Crystal Ballroom, Reno, Nevada. For more information, go online to facesofsuccessradio.com. Brought to you by Faces of Success Radio. Faces of Success Radio proudly presents.
All right, we're back, and I'm telling you, that is going to be a gala event. So many stars are confirming that they're going to be there. We're going to have a red carpet day and be on the red carpet taking photos, signing autographs. It's going to be great. So hopefully you can take some time, come on out, hang with us for a great weekend out there in the Tahoe area. It's going to be great, so looking forward to that. Also, don't forget to go to facesofsuccessradio.com. That's facesofsuccessradio.com, where you can totally be informed and entertained. There's so many different shows going on now. You'll really love it. So tune in to facesofsuccessradio.com and give a listen, whether you're online, and all the shows have a call-in number. You can call in and listen to it on your car, put it on the speakerphone. Listen to some great music, hear some great topics, and educate, self-educate yourself. Just like with this show, Aaron the Legal Guy, Just Talking Business, where today I'm not on the go. I'm literally in my home office in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, with the family, and including you all know the grandson is with me. So we take time to spend that time, but We handle business too, don't we, Tristan? Say hello to everybody.
Hi, Jill.
That's good. So, Aaron the Legal Guy, just talking business here Wednesday, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Feel free to call in to 718-664-6324. When I see you pop up on the screen, we'll definitely get you involved in the conversation. Okay? Listen, we were talking about those five areas, you know, that you should evaluate, the company, the need, the product, compensation. We're talking about, you know, building with multiplication, not addition, and watch the amazing things happen to your structure. We're talking about, you know, how the thought process is, what works. There's a book that you may want to get. It's called, Crossing the Chasm. It was written some time ago, but it talks about, in one of the areas, it talks about four things that if you have one of them, you will be successful. So if your company has one of these four things, you got a great chance. And actually, you will. It says you will be successful. Not a great chance, not an opportunity, but you'll be successful. So the first thing was a disrupt. When you disrupt the price of a thing or a service. So when you create something and it disrupts the price, you have a great opportunity. I'll tell you, give you a real life story. Kodak. We all remember Kodak. Matter of fact, I got a little digital Kodak camera in my desk here. Kodak, great company. We all know Kodak. It's an awesome company. Well, Instagram basically put them out of business. You know, Instagram put them out of business because they had the ability when they started in October 2010. You can use that Kodak camera, right, because the camera phones, cell phones didn't have good cameras back then. You take that camera and, you know, have the ability to put your picture on your computer into Instagram. So, therefore, you needed the camera to take the pictures but not to develop the pictures. Then, April 4th, 2012, they created an application, an app on your phone because cameras got better with phones, right? They created an app for phones, and Instagram went from a $25 million company to a $500 million company basically overnight by creating that app. That's their net worth. All right, by the end of the month, they were a billion-dollar company. So in 1 month, they went from worth $25 million to a billion, and Kodak filed bankruptcy. Of course, they were sold to, you know, Facebook for $1 billion. And I believe at the time there was only 13 employees, so that was a pretty nice payday for them, right? So what went on? They changed with the times, right? They created something, they thought about something, and they grew with something. And you got to be aware of that when you are looking into what you're doing. So back to those things. They greatly disrupted the prices of, you know, printing pictures, sharing pictures with others. They greatly change that. So you gotta, if you have something that disrupts pricing, then hey, you're on your way in. Call me, I want to get involved, right? Number two thing, if you simplify the very complicated, if you simplify that is complicated, you know, you'll be successful. Simplification is the ultimate goal. I used to call it a long time ago, I still call it today, you know, that lazy man's invention. Whoever creates that lazy man's invention, you're going to make some money. Okay? Third thing, hard to duplicate. You want to be involved in something that somebody just can't duplicate overnight. And there's a lot of things out of there that, yeah, we got the exclusive formula, but then you research it, you see how long is their patent on that exclusive formula. Because once that patent is over, or if they don't have one, all somebody got to do is watch what they do and then turn around and get some scientists, break it down, and then recreate the formula and add one little thing different to it. And it could be a color, right, a fragrance, something that has nothing to do with the actual product itself, but make one slight change, and then now you've created your own competition. So it has to be very hard to duplicate, right? I.e., what we do with Legal Shield. Think about it. You know, 40 years it took us, doing it 40 plus years. The company's got over 7,000 attorneys, and they'll answer your phone for basically $1 a day, right? So as we did two things there, we disrupted the pricing. We simplified the process, tap the app. You tap the app on your phone, you get your attorney right there. And it's hard to duplicate, you know, when you have all these systems in play. We got, you know, 40-some-odd-year head start. We got 1.5 million people already using the services. It's hard to duplicate that and be competitive with that because you'd have to create all those systems, pay for them all, and not have one customer. So there's no return on your investment until you took the time to build it up. So hard to duplicate is number three. Number four, and final thing, is a great company is one that wants to involve you in a conspiracy to make the world better. Let me repeat that one. That's a long one. A great company, if you have this fourth element, a great company is one that wants to involve you in a conspiracy to make the world better. So Crossing the Chasm says that if you can have one of these four things, you will be successful. So hopefully you took the time to write those down, and you can be looking. If you're a business owner, you want to be pushing towards those things. How do we simplify the process? How do we, dramatically change the pricing structure? How do we make ourselves so different that others won't want to duplicate us, but they'll want to buy in and join us? And are we doing the right thing for the masses, right? So look into those things, and you'll find that business owners that are having great success, those are things that are on their mind. How do we become that thing to which we feel the need, all right? Okay, another thing that business owners ask themselves quite often is what am I building, right? What am I building? And you ask, you know, what are the secrets from what I'm doing? And I honestly believe that 80% of it is mindset. 20% of it is actually skill. You know, 80% of it is mindset. 20% of it is actual skill. Okay? And we're talking to a gentleman today, and really articulate, sharp, done his due diligence, done some research, open-minded, and he just wants to know what it is that the company is about, how it works, that infrastructure, that what makes it tick. And I applaud that, right, because that's what it takes, you know, where you can, you know, create the activity to go and get it. So it's mindset, not skill set, right? The skills will come with the activity, if you have it in your mind that you believe that, right? What is my job, right? I know a very wealthy friend of mine, he says that your job is to work yourself out of a job, right? Especially when you're building through multiplication, you know, you want to work yourself out of a job and have the activities of others, massive amounts of others, being the equivalent of your paycheck. Like Robert Kiyosaki says, we start as employees, and then in quadrant number one, we go down to self-employment in quadrant number two, then from self-employment, because we keep doing, learning, get better, keep doing, learning, you play in the do phase and the learn phase, until you start to have the success, and then you become worthy of being a model, right? Because nobody wants to follow somebody that's not doing, right? And not earning. So you then become worthy of being the model that others wants to follow. So then you go from quadrant number two to quadrant number three, which is ownership. And according to Robert Kiyosaki, ownership is when you have, you know, 500 or more working for you, or you have those outlets out there working for you, right? So people at work is an awesome way to create wealth in this country, right? And then once you do really well there, you establish, you got the people at work doing, and you're earning because they respect you and they want to model you. They want to duplicate what you put in process. Then you take the cash flow and you move down to quadrant number 4 and you become the investor, right? You start to invest in other things. It may not be the investment into the thing that you are doing to get you there because it is now spitting off capital. But now you have the luxury to go ahead and invest in other people, invest in other opportunities, invest in real estate, invest in buying islands, whatever you want to. But it's your money. It's said that, you know, when you break it down at 100% of the people, you break it down into 95%, 2.5%, and 2.5%. See, you got 2.5% of the people that really think, right? That's the thinkers. That's the people that have all the money, right? They're the thinkers. Then you got 2.5% that think they think, right? Follow me on this now. You got 2.5% that are the thinkers. They got all the money. You got 2.5% that think they think because they have the ideas. But they got to take those ideas to the people with the money so that they can fund the idea so that they can get paid. So they think they think. But the people with the money are the ones that really think because now you got the money, you're the thinker, you got 10 people that think they think, and you're funding those 10 projects and you're getting money for each one of them, right? Remember what I said earlier. I'd much rather have 1% of 100 people's efforts than 100% of my own. 100% of your own is your job. They pay you based on 100% of your efforts. You show up, clock in, do the job, 2 weeks later, we're going to give you a check, right? The thinker takes that money, spreads it out, invests it, and it comes back. Tenfold. Okay? So you got 2.5 to think, 2.5 of the people think they think. And then here's a scary thing. Remember what I said earlier. $28,000, family of four, poverty. $31,000, 51% of America. 95% of the people would rather die than think. I know that sounds harsh, right? But 51% of the people are barely over poverty. 51% of the people will come up with any old excuse to avoid have to doing something outside of their job. Because if they did, they wouldn't be stuck at the 51 percentile. I'm just trying to get you guys to think, because this is what wealthy people do. They think about these things, right? And if you take the time and take your God-gifted ability and dust off those brain cells, it's amazing of how much time you can come up with. It's amazing of how much little sleep you actually need if you do what wealthy people do. Wealthy people don't sleep all day. I guarantee you that. They do not sleep all day. I met, when I went to Dallas a couple weeks ago, several individuals that are earning $500,000. In a year. Now, $100,000 in 12 months is $8,333.34. So $500,000 is about $40,000 a month. I met several of them, and they were up way before I was in the gym working out, on the treadmill, jogging, right? They were working on themselves while everybody else was sleeping, so that they can have the energy and get the blood flowing and get the mind moving. I was talking to one of them. Matter of fact, he spoke from the stage, and he said, change your attitudes, change your life systems to create what you need to create so you can move where you need to move in. I mean, I paraphrase. Those are my words. But basically, he was saying, and he challenged us to try this. He gave us a tip. He said, and I challenge all you guys to do this too. When you go to bed at night, get a 16-ounce cup of water or bigger, you know, 20 ounce, you know, not in a little 6 ounce cup or a little sippy cup, right? Get a real cup and fill it up with water, put it by your bedside. When you wake up in the morning and, you know, get out of bed, drink that water. You know, start your day out hydrating yourself, because as you sleep through the night, your body naturally dehydrates. So he was suggesting to try that and see how it affects you as you're getting your day started. Another thing he suggested, again, how do rich people think? You know, this guy, close to $40,000 a month, he said, here's another simple one. Try making your bed every day, right? Just make your bed. Just the task of making your bed every day, you know, it psychologically plays on you. I mean, to come home after a hard day, you know, of rejection, a hard day of putting in the 8 to 10 hours on the job, dealing with your bosses, dealing with your other coworkers, dealing with the traffic, dealing with a bad lunch, dealing with all those things that we deal up with on a daily basis. But starting it out refreshed because you hydrated yourself, you know, and then coming home to a made bed that you can just pull the blankets back and jump in. I'm telling you guys, try it, you know. Now, you want to develop the habit, right? We've read several things, you know, do things 16 times in a row and it becomes a habit, 21 times in a row and it becomes a habit. I just say keep doing it. Just keep doing it and it'll become habitual, right? Whether it's 16 times, 20 times, 21 times, just keep doing it. Do it for a month and let it become a habit. And you know it's a habit to when you don't do it, you think about it. And you think about it in a way you're going like, oh, man, I didn't make my bed this morning, right? So these things, I encourage you to try. It's going to pull you and get you up earlier instead of just laying there hitting the snooze every 15 minutes for 4 or 5 times and then getting up, rushing and doing everything and then coming back home to that mess. This is going to get you up early, get the mind flow moving, and, you know, get the body moving. You know, what do they say? Something in motion stays in motion, right? Motion creates activity. So get up and put the body in motion. You're going to find it. You're going to feel really good going into the day. You know, these are little things. You know, these are little things we all can do. And I want to tell you guys, I tell people all the time because they say, man, Aaron, you're just good at what you do. You're just so good. You know, I get all these compliments, and I say, you know what? I came from my mother just like you did, right? I was birthed just like you were. I came out, the doctor pulled me up, and, you know, the doctor didn't hit me on the butt and say, here's Aaron Gonzalez. He's going to be a great orator. He's going to be good. You know, that didn't happen. You know, hit me on my butt, and I screamed just like you did, right? I just have had the opportunity in the past several years to be around individuals that were way better than me in a lot of different areas. And I was taught early, listen, you know, adapt, learn, right? Assimilate, associate, you know, because your associations are important. That, you know, association can make you or they can break you. You can do what you want to do, whatever you want to do, as long as you create the mindset, what's going on in between your ears. And here's something else. What are you listening to? You know, what are you listening to and how is it affecting you? Right? What are you listening to and how is it affecting you? Because it is. You know, what are you watching on television? And what is it doing to you? Right? Don't think that it's not affecting you, because it is. Who are you hanging around, and how are they contributing to you, to your success? Do you come up with a great idea, take it to them, and they go, psh, man, you can't do that. You know, you just one of us, right? Or do they listen and go, wow, man, that may not be for me, but I wish you the best of luck. Matter of fact, I know somebody that you might go talk to, right? Who are you hanging around, and what are they doing to you, to help you, to push you, right? These are all things that individuals that are having success, they believe in and they participate in. Because I honestly believe that you are made up of the 10 people you hang around the most. I really want you to think about that, and here's a way you can test it. People you hang around most, you pretty much know where they work, what they do for a living, and how much money they make. And if you don't, you hang around them enough, you can just ask. I want you to take the 10 people you hang around with, or the nine people you hang around with, you be number 10, right? Take the 9 people you hang around with, take their income, add it all together, divide it by 10, and that's going to be your income. Think about it. Now, so if you're hanging around wealthy people, you got 9 wealthy friends that are driving the car you want to drive, that are living in the house in the neighborhood and have houses in multiple states like you want to, that have companies and are engaged in business like you would like to be, you average their income, you know, and that's the income that you have a chance to get. There's no guarantee, but you put yourself in a better chance on receiving it. So don't just hang around the people that you're making more than, right? They're not pushing you where you want to go. Now, am I saying get rid of your friends and family members? No, I'm not saying that. Let me repeat that. I am not, Aaron the Legal Guy is not saying get rid of your friends. What I'm saying is there's certain people you want to limit the amount of time that you're allowing them to pour into you. Right? There's certain things on television you want to limit the amount of time as it's pouring into you. Certain things on the radio you want to limit the amount of time because there's certain things that are pouring into you. And then you want to open up that time because you've created more time to be around and indulge in other things that are giving the things or throwing out the things in the direction that you want to go. All right? Because remember, 80% attitude, 20% skill, right? And because you don't want to be stuck up in the 80-20 rule. You know, I know you guys heard of the 80-20 rule. That's where, you know, 20% of anything in the world is consumed and by 80% of the people, right? 20% of the wealth is owned by 80% of the wealth is owned by 20% of the people. So I want to be the 20 percentile. I don't want to be the 80% that's owning the 20% of the wealth. You know, 20% split amongst 80% is small. I want to be the 20 percentile that's splitting up the 80%. So flip that 80-20 around to your benefit. And how do you do it? It starts with what's going on between your ears. And that's been our topic for this series. What's going on between your ears? You know, what goes on between the ears of the wealthy? How do they think? How do they spend their time? Who do they spend their time with? Bill Stovall did a speech on the 20 Mile March, which was a book that was written. I think it's called Great by Choice by Jim Collins. So it's not a big book, but it has a piece in there called The 20 Mile March, and that's where these two individuals put together these teams to get to the I think it was the South Pole. You know, not very many people during this time. This was years and years and years and years ago. Not many people had gotten to the South Pole. So these guys put these two teams together, and the one team said, we're going to go after it as hard as we can. We got enough supply. We got the ingenuity. We got the tools. We got the know-how. We got everything we need, and we're going to flat out go after it. When the weather is really good, we're going to just go, go, go till we can't go no more. It might be 30 miles, 40 miles that day. When the weather is really bad, I mean, it's got to be a bad blizzard, you know, something bad, we're going to hunker down and wait through it and eat and get strong and get healthy and conserve our energy. So the next day when the weather's gone, we can go 40, 50 miles. That was their plan. The other team said, that leader said, yo, we're going to go 20 miles every day, no matter what. If it's a blizzard, it's really bad, we're going to trek it, bust through it, do 20 miles, then camp out, wait till the next day, and do 20 miles again. If the sun is shining and we're feeling good, we're going to go 20 miles. Even though we feel we can go another 20, we're going to stop, camp up, gather our thoughts, and get ready for the next day. Because, see, he calculated how far it was, right? And if they did 20 miles each day, how long it would take to get there, how long it would take to get back. And, of course, they were equipped. They had all the supplies, just like the other team, right? But their plan was different. It was 20 miles every day. The other was, let's go after it. Well, they both made it there. The one that did 20 miles a day made it there a month and a half early, and they made it back. The one that got there later, that let's just bust it out, they literally, all of them, died on the way back. So what is your 20-mile march? What is it that you can do for your business every day, no matter what? Every day, no matter what. You know, every day, no matter what. Going in early and turning the key and opening it up, do it every day, no matter what, right? Taking a seminar to get better monthly or semi-annually or whatever, every day, no matter what. What is your 20-mile march is going to get you to the success? Again, it's the thoughts and activities of the wealthy. They have their 20-mile march. They have their daily activity, their weekly activity, their monthly activity, their quarterly activity, their yearly activity that they do no matter what. Brian Carruthers calls it, you know, create your schedule. Put your big rocks in it, boulders, things that you cannot move, right? If you take your kids to school, you can't move that. So that's in your calendar. So no one knows, you know, everybody knows, don't bother them between, you know, this time and this time to taking these kids to school, right? That's a boulder, can't move. You got to pick your wife up from work or your husband up from work. You can't move that. If you got date night, you can't move that. There's certain things you put in that weekly calendar that are in, that you just can't move them. It's like paying your house note. You're going to pay your house note. Otherwise, you're going to be homeless, right? You can't move it. So you put those in there. Then you put the little things in there, the little things that can move around, right? Once you put those in there, the little things that can move around, then as things come that you either have to do or don't do, like checking emails, you don't have to check your email 5, 6, 7, 10 times a day. Hey, we can glance at it quickly on our phone with updates and grab the important stuff. But even that, you can schedule those things. So it frees up the money-making activities that we all need to be doing so we can get further ahead. So that's a little bit from Brian Carruthers. As a matter of fact, he wrote a book, and, man, I can't wait to get my hands on it. I already went to the website and seen what all he had on the website for free. But, man, he's got this book, and I'm looking for the title. Please forgive me. I'll give it to you in a second because I got it. Building an Empire by Brian Carruthers. Building an Empire by Brian Carruthers. Book to read. Definitely a book to read. If you want business, you know, read that book. It will help you out tremendously. It's like the way I was told by, again, a wealthy person that has what I want. He stated that is like the blueprint, it's the roadmap. You know, I used to say all the time, listen, guys, get on my bandwagon, get in my van, get in my truck. That's when I had a minivan. I used to say, get in my van, guys, because I got the map to where the gold is, but I need some help. So bring your picks and your shovels and your wheelbarrows so we can all go get this gold. You know, are you with me? And I had people that were following me, and we had some great success, and we will again have some great success because the economy is coming back around, and I believe people are more open for business than ever before. So plug in, sharpen yourself up first. That's what it's all about, what's going on between your ears. You don't need all that sleep. You don't need to eat all that food. You don't need to watch all that TV. You don't need to listen to all that, whatever it is that you're listening to all the time. Take the time and grow internally. If you don't have a business and you're looking for a business, call me. 336-782-8858. I'm going to have some resources for you where you can start looking to find what it is that you like to listen. We got about 10 more minutes on the show. I love our own commercial so much. I want to pull it up again in our system, but I want to kind of promote a little bit that Faces of Success Radio is the place to be for great music, great entertainment, and great talk shows. I mean, Eddie Jones does an awesome talk show on what's going on in the communities and how can we be effective and how can we help. Dale Scott King has a great call. I mean, we got so many great calls and great shows, so just plug on in. But for right now, let's go ahead and listen to this about our show coming up in June.
Faces of Success Radio proudly presents the 2016 Old School Celebrity Reunion Dinner and Award Ceremony. Saturday, June 4th through Monday, June 6th, 2016. Nominees and performances by Evelyn Champagne King, Johnny King, GQ, Truth, Climax, Victor Orlando, Roy Hamilton Jr., Club Nouveau, Richie Rich, Lamar Lubin, and more. And all hosted by Gail Scott King. Also, special guest appearances from Earl Young, Khalila Ali, Sherry Gordy, Joe Levy, and Ziola Gay, with special honors going to Marvin Gaye and Robert Franklin Brookins. Tickets available now. Group rates available at facesofsuccessradio.com. You can book your room now using our group code RADIO. The 2016 Old School Celebrity Reunion Dinner and Award Ceremony at the Grand Sierra Resort Crystal Ballroom, Reno, Nevada. For more information, go online to facesofsuccessradio.com. Brought to you by Faces of Success Radio. Faces of Success.
That's right, guys. And don't forget, you know, Saturday, June 4th, Sunday, June 5th. If I was you, I'd get there Friday. Because you know Pearl's going to have and Gail's going to have some parties, some dinners, some meet and greets. I'd plan to get there Friday and then maybe leave late Sunday if you can. Because it's going to be some great stuff going on in Reno, Nevada at the Grand Sierra Resort Crystal Ballroom. And, you know, get your tickets now. Go to the website, facesofsuccessradio.com/ or hashtag LEvents/CJN. Just go to facesofsuccessradio.com, click, and it'll come right up. I'm there all the time, and you'll see it. And then just click on the button and go ahead and get that done. If you have any questions, you can contact a department here has a 866 number, which is 548-5523. You can get there. I mean, it's just so much availability to get the information you need. Get your ticket early. I'm reading here that it's first come, first serve in the seating. So, you know, VIP seating is based on first come, first serve. So get your tickets early. Get there. Link that, click that link and get there. It's going to be a great, great event. It's going to be our first one that the Faces of Success Radio is sponsoring, which means if there's a first one, there's plans to be a second one, right? Right? So make sure you're at this one so that, you know, so it can be the best that it can be so we can do more, you know? And you'll enjoy yourself. We're going to enjoy ourselves. We want you to enjoy yourself, right, and see what we're all about from the inside out. I mean, we got the Entertainment Now show. We got the On the Rise radio show, Eddie Jones talk show, Timeless Tracks, Crossfade Radio, Old School Sunday, right? You want some Old School Sunday music, Electronic Soul show, Dating, Mating, and Relating. Ooh, that sounds like some Dr. Miles Monroe stuff, you know. Interviews with the Stars, Midnight Soul Show, Nair Waves Youth Radio Show. That is a great show. If you have teenage children, you want to plug into that show. Stormy Monday Blues and Aaron, the legal guy. They got a capital R on my name. I was like, Aaron, who is that? That's me. Aaron, the legal guy, just talking business. You want to get on there. Now, that show for the youth, guys, I'm telling you, you want to, you know, engage in that show. That's a great show. Like I said, if you got you got teenagers, you want to plug into that show, and you'll enjoy the content information, get involved, get engaged, and join us at Faces of Success Radio. The red carpet party is happening. We're gonna have a great time. There's gonna be so much good music, so many wonderful artists, some tributes to some artists that have passed, and bless their hearts and souls, and bless their families. But we're gonna give tribute to them because of what they brought to the industry that we so love. So make sure you tune in to this show, Aaron the Legal Guy, Just Talking Business, every single Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can go direct to the website, click on the links all over Facebook from any of our radio DJs, Blog Talk Radio DJs. We all promote all of our shows and each other's shows. So if you see Faces of Success Radio, you know, or our acronym, FOSR, right? You know, that's Faces of Success Radio. Click on it and check us out. And you'll enjoy yourself. Or you can call in at 718-664-6324. If you'd like to be the guest, if you're a business owner, you got a business is starting, you got something you like to share, you want to jump in on this topic, what goes on between the ears of successful people, highly successful people, then call me directly at 336-782-8858. And I love to talk to you and put some stuff together, send you out an email, and get you featured on the show. To talk about your business and what's going on between your ears. Give you a chance to promote your business and let people know how to get in contact with you as well. So, again, this is Aaron the Legal Guy, Just Talking Business, on a Wednesday. Start time, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We generally go for about an hour, and we're quickly approaching that time now. And I want to thank all of those that sponsor Faces of Success Radio, that get involved and get engaged with us. I really appreciate you. All the other radio DJs, we're looking forward to do some great things with Faces of Success Radio in the future. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's pretty much our show for today. As I talked about at the top of the show, things our thoughts. What are you thinking, right? What are your thoughts? If you can think it, you can do it, right? You just have to have the right things going on between your ears to match up, and then match those things up with the right attitude and the right activity. When you mix the thoughts with the right attitude, with the right activities, you can accomplish anything. I mean anything. You can be one of those things, have one of those four things, and be with the super wealthy, and it doesn't take long. Anyone can change. Jim Rohn says anyone can change in 3 to 5 years. You know, you can go from dirt broke, I mean, to super wealthy in 3 to 5 years. There was a lady that did it. She made really good cookies, and she went to a seminar, and she heard some things that she really enjoyed. She applied those things. The next year, she was worth $5 million. That's famous cookies, all right? So she took a cookie and turned into a multimillionaire in a year. Things are thoughts, but the activity, passion behind it, you can become successful. Aaron the Legal Guy signing out. Just Talking Business every single Wednesday, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Enjoyed your time. I did. I hope you did. See us next week. Look for the link on the Facebook. Click on it. Listen to the show again. Take some notes. And then let this be your reality. God bless everybody, and go ahead and take charge. Bye-bye for now.